Bill White purchased the two-acre farm site in 2013. Since then, he has spent, in his words, untold amounts to grade and terrace the property, installing infrastructure like water and electric lines, and planting crops and orchards while tending the chickens and turkeys. He says he bought the farm just across the street from his house as a hobby. He saw the historic farm, once operated by the Rasmussen family and more recently the Hixton family, slowly falling apart due to neglect. The force of gravity took its toll on the structures as the hillside behind them eroded over the years. After several unsuccessful attempts, he bought the property and renamed it Bill White Farms. His ideas for the parcel have kept him very busy these last 3 years.
It wouldn't do me any good to own a farm in Heber. I was trying to help the community, help improve the entry corridor, clean it up. I thought this was a very visible and historic site that had been neglected for nearly 100 years.
He's in the process of obtaining nonprofit status for the farm that will be known as the Bill White Agriculture Education and Sustainability Center.
The big confusion that people get hung up on is I'm not trying to feed the restaurants per se. We're trying to feed the community. Like yesterday we had an elementary school group come through and we taught the little kids about bees. We have 150,000 bees on the property and we make honey. We have 65 apple trees, so in the fall we'll make cider. We've got cherry trees that'll make pie cherries, all in this little ground. So we're a nonprofit.
His goal isn't to create another business. He already has 7 restaurants. Rather, he envisions the farm as an opportunity to feed and educate the community.
This is not designed to make money. It's designed to help the community. I donate the dinners, the labor, the food, the service, everything like that, and the charity that sponsors the dinner gets the money.
The garage has been restored into a gathering space and dining room. It also includes a small catering kitchen. The historic home is now in the process of being renovated for a larger gathering space where dinners for as many as 30 people will be served to support other nonprofit organizations in town. White says more than $50,000 were raised this year for the Stein Erickson Endowment, and there are plans to host another fundraising dinner for the Summit Land Conservancy later this year.
We're not a business. It's not something that's going to ever be open 9 to 5. And we may set up a farm stand and sell some eggs because we do produce 100 eggs a day. Right now we do all of our excess food that we do produce goes to the Christian Center. We have a very tight relationship with them. We also pick up their compost and bring it back. And so it's this reciprocal relationship like this. We have intentions of opening some programs up with the Christian Center. They're developing a new building where they're going to have a demo kitchen to teach the people that get food at the Christian Center how to prepare it in a nutritional way. And Rob Harder and I have been talking about having the customers of the Christian Center come out here and learn how to grow their own food under the axiom, teach a man to fish.
He says he has no interest in operating another business, and forming the nonprofit will allow him to meet his personal goals of education and sustainability while helping to raise money for others.
We will never be a business that's open and trying to make money. We'll never, like I said before, we're not trying to be a profitable enterprise. We have to be able to take donations and give people tax receipts for their donations. So the people that buy something here, let's say they want to come in and have a dinner, which we have a big demand for, and it seems a little expensive, let's say, but they get to deduct that off their taxes.
Group tours of the farm are available on a limited basis. Staff says right now they have more requests than they can fulfill. If you're interested, though, you can go online to BillWhiteFarmsBlog.com. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.